Yeah, you can buy them now. It's called Far Dogs, Dog Horns, something like that. Yeah. And people make them now, for the same. These ladies got one. They use a chimney every winter, these ladies do. And they got some at the, one of the neighbors made them over here at the place, shop. He had a shop over there, and he made them some Far Dogs. Be here long as you live.
Back then, did you have a place right over the fireplace where you could put a...
Oh, called a matter shelf, yeah. Yeah. Matter boards.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember hearing my uncle tell Aunt Elmer, that was Papa's baby brother after he married, had a family, tell her, said, go in there to hunt something, he'd laid up on the matter shelf, and it's so much gets laid on the shelf, you know, junking. Hey, I says, Elmer. Says, where is the plastoc? Where's the plastoc? Says, I see everything up here but the plastoc. Oh, she said, crazy, something like that, you know. He meant she didn't get that matter board clothed off.
Got everything
off,
like, on there except the plastoc.
Yeah. Said, I see everything up here but the plastoc.
It must have been pretty close.
Pretty rough. Huh? Well, that's, he's throwing at her, you know. Cold. Yeah.
That's funny. Was there an open place right in front of the fireplace, maybe bricked over or something?
No, there wasn't no brick over, but they had them sticks. They run them sticks out in there. And they made a board that'll hold this clay. They'd take some kind of metal if they could get it and put under this clay. Under the clay, like they do bricks now, you know.
Yes.
And they put that there to hold the clay up, and then that'd be between the metal and the wood to keep the fire from getting so hot up there. And gets the rest of it, too. That's the way they done it.
Was that open area right in front ever called, what was that called? Where you could sit in front of the fireplace, I guess? Or?
Yeah, and enjoy the heat from the fire, yeah. Yeah, you could sit there. From the fireplace. And where there's a big family, they have to keep moving out, you know, moving in to keep everybody warm. They couldn't all hug up there at one time. But in the latter times, they got to where they built brick chimneys, rock chimneys, and they could put a big heat fire in that, could take care of a big family, you know, because they could, a lot of them stand around that, and it'll warm way back out in the room.
Yeah.
Keep the room warm back out. And never build your chimney in the south end of the house. Never. Always, if possible, build it in the north end of your house. You put it in the south end, you see the cold wind, it just pour right in there and it'd draw it right on up, and you couldn't get no water. But if you put it in the north end of the house, the east end, warmth would be in there then instead of the cold. Just rush the cold out.
I see.
Yeah, that's the way it was.
Was there a place called the Hearth or Hearth? Or?
Yeah, they called that a fireplace, Hearth, Hearth, whatever they called it. Yeah, made out in front, yeah. Low down, yeah, just for standing, yeah. Called that a Hearth.
You know, after you burned a lot of wood in the fireplace, didn't you get a lot of this black stuff stick on the sides of the...
Smut?
Yes.
Well, most of the smut, it'd burn itself out. It'd come a rainy day, sprinkle a rainy day, and this soot would get a little damp and it'd catch fire. What I mean by that,